Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, May the 3rd, 2021. Our subject is Knowledge in Action. And it is from the book of Esther, Esther 8:15, 4:14, 5:1-5, 8:15, and 17. All in the book of Esther. So tonight our lesson is from the book of Esther. In the book of Esther, the name of God was never mentioned, and it looked like he was hiding himself. Yet all the incidences were conducted under the ruling and overruling providence of his hand. Esther was the daughter of Abihail, and was taken captive to Babylon with the prophet Jeremiah's group about 600 BC. When her parents died, she came under the guardian care of Mordecai. She was related to him, and he had a deep affection for her as a father. So he raised her and reared her as his own daughter. Mordecai raised Esther to know all about the God of Israel. She loved her uncle Mordecai. She obeyed him and took his counsel to heart. He advised her not to reveal her Jewish background as a king. Marrying a Jewess was against the Persian law. Esther was taught by Mordecai the real knowledge of God. She knew the God of Israel. She knew the power of the Almighty God. She knew God protects his people. She knew that by fasting and praying, God can be reached and can answer. She knew she was the one to be used for saving her people. But knowledge is not what the student remembers, but what he cannot forget. Knowledge is power only if a man knows how to use it. Whoever acquires knowledge and does not use it is like a man who plows and does not sow. Knowledge is valuable if put to use. In the Word of God, the word know is found 200 times. The word guess is not found at all. Perhaps the greatest tragedy of man is that his knowledge increases faster than his actions. To know is well, but to do is better. Knowledge of the Bible is not enough. We should have the knowledge of the God of the Bible. Applying the knowledge leads to victory. Knowing what is right and not doing it is worse than not knowing. Someone wrote, "I rest upon thy promise, Lord, and trust thy love and power. Lord, make me use all that I know of you till my last final hour." In Jeremiah 9:24, it says, "Let him that glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in all the earth." In Colossians 1:10, we are told to increase in the knowledge of God. There came a time in Esther's life that she was to put her knowledge into action. Her Jewish people were threatened by Haman, the enemy of God. She must use her knowledge of God and put it in action in order to save her people. The message from Haman in Esther 3:13 and 15 was a message of death, threat to destroy and to kill, and to perish all the Jews in Persia. It brought mourning and fasting, weeping and wailing in the Jewish community. What could change that? She could not, but her God could. Her knowledge of God needed to be put in action, which meant she had to act. She needed to go and reveal her nationality to the king and ask for mercy, saying, "If I perish, I perish." She went forward to see the king. No one could see the king or talk to him unless the king extends his scepter. God had worked on the king all night. The Lord caused the king insomnia. And as he was reading about some of the events that took place in the palace, he read how Mordecai, Esther's uncle, has rescued the king's life from assassination. And the Lord put in the king's heart the desire to reward Mordecai. What did God do that answered Esther's prayers? He caused insomnia to the king. God honored Mordecai. God made the king extend the golden scepter to Esther. God gave permission to Esther to talk to the king. God exposed Haman and his evil plot to kill the Jews, and he saved Esther and the Jews, his own people. The king finally married Esther, and she became his queen. And Haman was executed on the cross that he built for Mordecai, and Mordecai was honored. Before Esther took action by faith, there was news of sorrow and death. After she put her knowledge of God into action, everything changed. Her faith in God changed the circumstances. God came through for Esther and the Hebrew nation. How do we put our knowledge into action? First, we focus on God's goodness. Second, we lean on His promises. Third, we remember His character. And fourth, we trust His love. A summary. Esther was chosen to be queen. Haman was similar to Hitler. He hated the Jews and conceived a plan to massacre them. Esther was requested by her uncle Mordecai to reveal her nationality to the king and plead on behalf of her people. Esther prayed and sought help from the Lord. The results of her prayers were that Haman was executed, Mordecai was honored, Esther's position as queen was strengthened, and the Hebrew nation was saved. What changed Haman's message of death, destruction, annihilation of the Jewish race? Esther could not, but her God could. She interceded for her people, and God interceded for her. Her activated knowledge brought a message of life, gladness, joy, and honor. A powerful enemy had been defeated, a humble man had been exalted, and a nation had been saved. Knowledge of God is valuable, but it is valuable only if it is put to use. God's knowledge applies to all areas of our life. Beloved, we do not need to acquire more fresh knowledge, half as much as to put in practice that which we already possess. To know is well, but to do is better. Knowledge of the Bible is not enough. We should have the knowledge of God, whom the Bible reveals. The eye of the Christian should be focused on the Lord. May we live above the shadows of fear and bask in the sunlight of faith, like Esther did. Amen.